For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
OG Anunoby's impact for this Knicks team cannot be understated. The Knicks look different when he's on the floor. Tom Thibodeau and coaching him, it's just something about those two, that dynamic that just works for this Knicks team. And according to one former Knicks player, he states that Tom Thibodeau has done this before in the past with another player, and he makes the perfect player comparison for OG Anunoby. We're going to break down exactly what he said, who he compared OG Anunoby to, and why, in my opinion, it's the perfect comparison. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Former Knick Jamal Crawford makes the perfect OG Anunoby player comparison. Now, I don't know about you guys. I don't know how long you've been watching the Knicks for. But for me, Jamal Crawford, Jay Crossover, was one of my favorite Knick players to watch. I loved all of his moves, loved that three-point shot, and loved his impact for this Knicks team when he was part of it. Now, when he's part of NBA TNT or he's on NBA TV or whatever he's part of, I try to watch that, see what he has to say, especially when he has something to say about the New York Knicks. And recently, he was talking about OG Anunoby and the perfect player comparison for him, given the fact that Tom Thibodeau is coaching him. According to Sports Illustrated, OG Anunoby has reminded ex-New York Knicks guard Jamal Crawford of a former Tom Thibodeau player who played a vital role in his successful Chicago Bulls teams. According to Crawford, OG Anunoby brings a different swagger to this Knicks team. They play different when he's out there. They play with a different confidence. They know he covers a lot of mistakes. Crawford continues by stating, Thibodeau had a player like this before that was critical to their success in the past. Luol Deng. He has a lot of Luol Deng qualities. He's speaking about OG Anunoby. He can play with guys. He plays hard. He wears the Thibs way every time he steps on the court. According to Sports Illustrated, like Deng, Anunoby has an NBA all-defensive second team nod. Both players have the size and the length of an elite perimeter defender. And shout out to the New York Daily News Christian Winfield for giving us OG Anunoby's response regarding if he had ever watched Luol Deng play. Yeah, I watched a lot of him. He's a great player. And I watched a lot of his film, even before. Is Thibs using OG like Luol Deng? According to OG, similarities, yeah, but we're both different. But there are similarities for sure. Shout out to Kristen Winfield from the New York Daily News and, of course, one of my favorite players, Jamal Crawford, for giving us his insight regarding OG Anunoby and that perfect player comparison. I agree with him 100%. I don't know if Tom Thibodeau is utilizing OG Anunoby in the same way he utilized Luol Deng, but they definitely share a lot of the same characteristics. Their length, their size, the way they both play on the defensive end of the ball. Now, I'm not saying that Luol Deng was the same type of three-point shooter that OG Anunoby is, especially when it comes from the corner. But I do remember Luol Deng shooting that three ball pretty well, especially as he aged in his career. And that's credit to him, his practice, his belief in the work, but also that coaching from Tom Thibodeau, who always said, practice, practice, practice. Because when you practice, that work will start to showcase itself in the real games. And that's exactly what happened for Luol Deng. Now, I don't know if OG Anunoby's being coached the same way as Luol Deng was, because like OG stated, even though they have a lot of similarities in their game, they're different players. Absolutely. I don't know if Luol Deng could guard 1 through 5. OG Anunoby, he can guard 1 through 5. You can throw him at anybody. The best defender on the opposing team. You can put OG Anunoby on that guy, and that guy will probably have a bad game because OG just knows how to do it. Regardless if you're a guard, you're a wing, you're a power forward, you're a center, it doesn't matter. Your height doesn't matter. Your length doesn't matter. Your speed doesn't matter. He just figures out a way to stop you. I don't know if Luol Deng was ever that good. That's what makes OG Anunoby, in my opinion, just a little bit better than Deng. However,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Deng with that experience. And then he had that playoff experience. And he always knew the right plays to make. OG Anunoby is still finding his way with that. He's young, though, but he's still navigating that. Because sometimes I don't think he knows when to attack, when to shoot, and when to pass. Sometimes he looks for the best shot before he passes the ball. Oftentimes, that wastes his shot clock and doesn't help anybody. When you catch the ball, it's up to you to make a quick, fast decision. Use your IQ at a high level. Luol Deng, man, was he good at that. OG Anunoby has a lot of those tendencies, but he doesn't do it in the same way that Deng did it. Now, it doesn't mean he can't. He can grow into being that type of player. And under a coach like Tom Thibodeau, he's going to gain those characteristics. He's going to gain a lot other characteristics as well, too, especially given what Jamal Crawford stated. He mentioned that OG Anunoby, like Luol Deng did, wears the Thibs way every time they step on the court. That Thibs way means you're locked in. You're focused, not only on offense, but on defense as well, too. You're making sure you're making the best read, the right play, and you're also trusting the pass. All Tom Thibodeau sayings. But more than that, you want to make sure you're effective when you're out there. Even if your shot's not falling or something's not happening on that end, you can do other things to still be effective. If you're doing that, you're going to stay out there. OG Anunoby solidifies that. He embodies that. Because if his shot's not falling, if that three-point shot's not going, if he can't get a mid-range shot going, you know what he's always going to give you? High-level defense. He's going to give you steals. He's going to give you blocks. He's going to give you deflections. All of that. OG Anunoby's always going to do that. He's locked in. Always going to get that from OG. But the offensive side of the ball, that sometimes is a question mark. Some nights he's going to be extremely hot, on fire, and efficient. Some other nights he's going to be a ghost, gone, can't hit anything. But the one thing you'll always be able to count on, at least for OG Anunoby, is that sensational defense. And we've seen it ever since he's come back. Even though sometimes that shot has not looked good, hasn't been falling, sometimes the offense hasn't been there, the defense is always there. And it's there to such a high degree that when he's on the floor for this Knicks team, they are different, completely different defensively. If they were here without OG, they're in the stratosphere above the clouds that we can't see them while OG is on that floor for them. The Knicks are just different when OG Anunoby is on the floor for them. And the Bulls, when Tom Thibodeau was coaching them, were just different when Luol Deng was playing for them. He had an impact for that Bulls team. He helped create a culture and an identity for that Bulls team. And each and every time you played them and you saw Luol Deng was on you, you knew it was going to be a tough night. I still remember the matchups between the Bulls and the Knicks, the Melo Knicks and the Luol Deng Bulls, even though you could say it was the Derrick Rose Bulls at that point in time as well, too. However, Luol Deng was one of the constants for Tom Thibodeau. And when he was playing for them, man, his defense was just sensational. And if I blink or squint or don't have that good of eyesight and I look at OG Anunoby, sometimes I might think Luol Deng himself is playing for the New York Knicks because the quality, the similarities are all there. But the differences, like I mentioned before, is just the way OG Anunoby can guard 1 through 5. That's a major difference. I also think the corner shot, the corner 3-ball for OG Anunoby looks a little bit better and just goes in at a higher rate than Luol Deng's ball ever did. So that also goes into OG Anunoby's favor. But another thing that doesn't get spoken about is the fact that OG Anunoby has defensive player of the year capabilities. I'm not saying Luol Deng didn't, but in this day and age, the NBA we play in today, OG Anunoby is one of the top, if not one of the best wing defenders we have in the league. That defense that he gives us on a night-to-night basis is starting to become locked down to a point where you have to figure out what you're going to do without your best player because OG Anunoby is going to guard him. Because of the way OG Anunoby plays, his unselfishness and the fact that he can score when you need him to score, he can pass when you need him to pass, but he'll always play defense, makes him the perfect player under Tom Thibodeau. Luol Deng nearly was the perfect player for Tom Thibodeau. It is similar, but definitely different as well too. But what about you guys? What do you think about what Jamal Crawford stated? And do you agree with him? Do you agree with me as well too? Do you see the similarities between Luol Deng and OG Anunoby? Would you say that's a perfect comparison in terms of player for player? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.